This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. God, on this glorious Easter morning, we remember the words of the old Negro spiritual. Lord, I know that I'm not all that I'm going to be. And I know right now that I'm not all that I should be. But I thank you that I'm not what I used to be. And I am never looking back. Amen. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. I hope we were your wake-up call this morning at 6:30 as we rang every bell we could get our hands on when we announced Christ's resurrection this morning at the Easter vigil. There are many times in worship where things are beyond our control. And you are aware of the wind that we have been having in this area of South Florida the last few days. Try taking a little thin taper match candle and having it outside to light that Paschal candle. We finally had to bring it inside to get it to stay lit out of the wind. That Paschal candle symbolizes Christ as being our light. And sometimes it is not easy to keep the light aflame. We certainly experience that literally this morning, but certainly in our lives it can be the same way. We suffer. We have difficult times. We began this whole season on Ash Wednesday. Many of us gathered here in this church with ashes placed upon our forehead, and we heard the words that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. And on the first Sunday of Lent, at this 9:30 service, we acted out Jesus challenging us as he set his face toward Jerusalem, challenging us to pick up our own unique cross and follow him on that journey to Jerusalem. And of course, the person in the skit, as well as we find, it's not easy. Well, now today, in the gospel we just heard, he asks us to follow him once again. The risen Lord proceeding before us, asking us to follow him to Galilee. And that's not easy either. Suffering exists in our lives. And many of us in our small group series that we experienced this Lenten season leading to Easter, we studied a video series from Rob Bell called Drops Like Stars, where we looked at suffering, but suffering not just unto itself, but how suffering, when accepted and embraced as it uniquely affects our own lives, can lead us with great creativity to incredible growth in life. He talked about how there is this art of the disruption that happens when we suffer, that suddenly we discover that life as we knew it is not going to play out the way we would have written the script, that life will never be the same again and we are disrupted. But going from that with creativity, to see that with the art of honesty, when we suffer, we suddenly are able to face realities and people in a way perhaps we were fearful to do before. We become honest. And out of that honesty can lead to the art of elimination, where we can get rid of the things that really don't matter in life because we have now had this disruption and this honesty that enable me to concentrate on the things that really matter. And in the midst of all that suffering, and in that elimination as well, we continue to find that there is a solidarity we can experience because others have gone through it too. And ultimately, understanding that the art of solidarity is that which we ultimately experience in what transpired in these past days that we recalled with Jesus giving his life for us, suffering everything and anything imaginable that will enable him to say to us, each and every one, I know how you feel, because he went through everything that we do. And then we can go on from that, from this solidarity, to go on from that to continue to grow to the art of possession, to knowing that I don't have to own anything, but I can possess everything when I have the surpassing knowledge of the love of Jesus Christ in my life. It's an amazing transition to go from suffering's art of disruption to elimination and honesty to solidarity and growth. But we had examples of that throughout this Lenten season. The stories from John's Gospel that we were blessed to read and listen to tell over and over again this process, how suffering is redemptive when we accept and embrace. I was looking for a way that perhaps, maybe I could say it better. Let's try this. I'm never looking back to the place I was before. I'm traveling a journey now that's given so much more. My Jesus walk ahead, I'll follow you to Galilee. Focused on your way of life that truly sets me free. Free from all past hurts and pains that kept me in my chains. Free from all regrets and fears driving me insane. I know that I am dust to dust. My body will go back, but my soul's now headed forward and I'm never looking back. We had. We heard the story of Nicodemus. My name is Nicodemus, came to Jesus late at night. Hey, I'm a big shot in this culture. Keep this quiet, out of sight. I had questions needing answers, so I put it on the table, thinking he would shed some light for me if he was able. But instead of sharing how or why, he was more about what now, saying that to follow him, I must be born again somehow. But I'm a grown-up Pharisee with thoughts of how our life's meant to be. And now he says to be born again, if I were to be free, the art of his disruptions causing me to be confused. But walking in the dark's no fun if his light I refused. For God so loved the world, that's me. He gave his only son to me so that I would not perish but have life, eternal life. Life will never be the same again, but this outlook isn't grim. Hiding my life from others, I found my life hidden in him. And so, I'm never looking back to the place I was before. I'm traveling a journey now that's given so much more. My Jesus walk ahead, I'll follow you to Galilee. Focused on your way of life that truly sets me free. Free from all past hurts and pains that kept me in my chains. Free from all regrets and fears driving me insane. I know that I am dust to dust. My body will go back, but my soul's now headed forward and never looking back. We came next week to a story of the woman at the well. My real name is Fotina. You know me as the woman at the well. And until I met this Jesus, well, let's face it, life was hell. I've been used, abused, abandoned, bruised by 5 men in a row. And the one who I'm with now is not my husband, as you know. A string of bad decisions. Nah, I love them all the same. I needed shelter and a home. And so now I live in shame. The suffering in my life has forced the art of elimination. I don't care for trivialities. With others, I have very little relation. Until the day I came at noon to get myself some water and left there feeling just as if I was his beloved daughter. Me, a Samaritan woman, unmarried, and yet, would you believe? He talked to me. He respected me. That's the living water I'd receive. A surprising answer for my prayer for a good man who would stay. He told me everything I'd ever done, then did not run away. And so, I'm never looking back to the place I was before. I'm traveling a journey now that's so much more. My Jesus, walk ahead, I'll follow you to Galilee. Focused on your way of life that truly sets me free. Free from all past hurts and pains that kept me in my chains. Free from all regrets and fears driving me insane. I know that I am dust to dust. My body will go back, but my soul's now headed forward, and I'm never looking back. The next week, we had the story of a man born blind. The man born blind, they call me. Can't they even say my name? Just because I cannot see, they think that I'm the one to blame. How silly to believe that God conducts the universe that way. Pious platitudes don't help. It just leads them all astray and leads them to dismissing me. He's a sinner. We don't care. And even mom and dad behaved as if I wasn't there. I prayed for solidarity, for someone to understand. And then he placed upon my eyes the mud with gentle hands. The way in which he spoke to me showed his sincerity was real. It's almost like he said to me, I know just how you feel. I felt inside already healed before I went to wash. Because their resulting doubting me, my spirit did not quash. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved and strengthened me. I once was lost, but he found me, was blind, but now I see. And so, I'm never looking back to the place I was before. I'm traveling a journey now that's given so much more. Walk ahead, I'll follow you to Galilee. Focused on your way of life that truly sets me free. Free from all past hurts and pains that kept me in my chains. Free from all regrets and fears driving me insane. I know that I am dust to dust. My body will go back, but my soul's now headed forward, and I'm never looking back. And if that wasn't enough, last Sunday, 2 Sundays ago, we had the story of Lazarus, one of Jesus' closest friends, who had died and was in the tomb. And he was raised to life, and Jesus ended up saying, unbind him and let him go. Spoiler alert, that's the best way to describe how he called me back from death's dark tomb and now I am alive. A preview of coming attraction, he'd soon come back from the dead, destroy the temple of my body, I'll rise 3 days later, he had said. But looking back upon it all, I now can clearly see he had a plan all along to truly set me free. Waiting 4 full days to make it clear that they'd be wrong, to doubt that I was really dead and just sleeping all along. His plan to show in the disruption, he still was always there. In the art of elimination, he helped unbind my funeral wear. In the art of solidarity, he wept beside us all. In the art of possession, having nothing, I still can possess it all. And the art of failure, now I know there is meaning in my strife, for nothing is ever wasted. Even death can lead to life. And so, I'm never looking back to the place I was before. I'm traveling a journey now that's given so much more. My Jesus, walk ahead, I'll follow you to Galilee. Focused on your way of life that truly sets me free. free from all past hurts and pains that kept me in my chains, free from all regrets and fears driving me insane. I know that I am dust to dust, my body will go back, but my soul's now headed forward and I'm never looking back. There was one more art that Rob Bell talked about. It was the art of failure. And the fact that in our suffering and even in our failure, we can find redemption in life. Our Native American brothers and sisters have a custom that when they're making a rug or a carpet, they intentionally leave a defect in one of the corners, because they believe it is in that defect or in that hole is where the Spirit of God enters in. It is when we are weak that we are strongest. Regardless of where you find yourself on this Easter morning, whatever life's sufferings have been and are to you, whatever your feelings might be, past, present, or future, remember today through these stories that there is a God who truly knows how we feel and invites us to journey with him to Galilee. We are a church of people that aren't perfect here at St. Joseph's, but we invite you to join us because we are never looking